fuck.
Nigga said, us, fuck.
We back, bitches.
You know the fucking vibrations.
Yo, I was going to start with a new season, but fuck it. When the executive producer say, you got to come to the studio, you ready to record, you got to jump in, got to go.
Pull up, it's time.
Welcome to the Laptop Chronicles. I'm your host, Al, the PhD in pornography, a graduate of West Coast Productions University, class of 01. The sex talk specialist, a drink rum, a jerk off, and I always have 100 tabs and running. Right now, I think I got it down to about 68.
Some in the kitchen.
I was talking about tabs. Oh, rum?
This is White Henny.
as always, got my podcast partner in crime, aka Corey, aka County Trill, aka put your legs on his shoulders and just relax. Fresh off his multi-state tour of the best porno shops in America.
Oh, you doing good.
A.K.A. the Dancing Dundada.
Keep going. My arms ain't tired.
That's all I got.
Fuck it.
Yeah. But, yo, we back. It's been a while.
Yeah. New season, new beginnings.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of new beginnings. We're going to talk about all of that.
Yes, sir.
All of that. So, let me see. We always start with the porn clip of the week. Really, porn clip of the week. It ties into today's topic because I've been jerking off to BBW porn.
Love it. I do the same thing. That's how I get my naps before I go to work.
I read this meme that said we don't even jerk off for pleasure. We jerk off to go to sleep.
Now. Yeah, that's some good sleep. Yo, post nut sleep is like the most amazing sleep ever. It's like, you know how in cartoons they be getting like they get knocked out and they be like the birds and shit flying overhead. Equivalent.
Yeah, cause I day before, I don't know.
So many jerk offs. Who's counting?
Who's counting? Yeah. But I felt myself snoring. And I woke up, my laptop was here, and I still had my hand on my joystick. I was like,
fuck again. fuck.
Hey, yo.
Hand all crusty.
Yo.
Can't get the shit off. I was like, ah! Some skin. Foreskin on the hand.
You ever fell asleep like in the pussy? Like,
yeah, dog. Yeah. This shit come out like a toasted strudel. Like a pre-strudel.
Yo, I got
crumbled. Come out wavy as fuck.
Shorty was like, I was like, yo, did I fall asleep? And she was like, yeah, you didn't move. And so I just laid there and watched you fall asleep. I was like,
that's real. That's like porno Disney.
They're gonna sue us for that one.
I hope not. Don't be that guy. Like, oh.
So more clip of the week, just whatever you feel, just, you know, get it off. Shoot that gun off.
You niggas thought I wasn't gonna be here. No man here. You feel me? Cause I'm Jadakiss. This is Sheik. Enormous styles. So I gotta make sure you niggas die.
Oh my god, you don't know what you're talking about. Yo, y'all missed. Just wait. We gonna talk about that.
Yes,
god
sir.
Damn, that shit was. Woo, when that nigga threw that microphone down, and we gonna talk about it because that was phenomenal.
I got clips ready for this.
Oh my god, can't wait to see it.
Yeah.
So yo, we gonna get into today's topic. We gonna start with this one. So, you've known me for 10 years.
Yep.
And the most outrageous shit always happens to me. Right?
Yeah. Boy, do you have a story to
tell. I have a story for every. And here's
the thing. Big.
People, right? People always think like I set out to do shit. Like, no.
I used to think that, bro. I used to think your adventures like had to deal with some bullshit of some sort.
It literally just happens. Some of it good, some of it bad. But so, you follow me on Facebook.
Yes.
Did you notice that I changed my background pictures?
Yes.
You notice I changed one to Friday and I changed one to some cardboard.
Yeah, because of the scene.
Nigga, I got fired for stealing boxes.
What? What?
That's right. I got... Okay, so when we were talking about being cancers and you were talking about being petty.
Yeah.
That's what that was for. Last week, I got fired and unfired for stealing some motherfucking boxes.
Wait, so they took it back? They took back the firing?
So...
What the fuck?
So it all talks. So we're talking about mental health because I am in a great fucking space, right? Because
you got fired?
Yes, yes.
But they unfired.
They okay. So I'm gonna start. I'm gonna run it all down.
Load up.
So when we did the last episode,
yeah.
Fuck it. I'm out of here. I don't give a fuck. I was supposed to be on COVID leave. Uh-huh. Right, we got 10 free days, right? That place is so goddamn toxic. Uh-huh. It just, that work environment, for me, it fucking sucked. Yo, if you got a job and that shit sucks, and you know you don't fit there, fucking leave.
Leave.
Because this is the second job I've had where shit was just going absolutely bonkers. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I wasn't supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying? The universe was like, nigga, you not supposed. I'm a circle and this is a square and I'm just not fitting, right?
Uh-huh.
So, during my little 10 days is... No, we recorded before I took the 10 days off.
Yeah, we recorded right before my birthday.
Okay.
Right?
It was before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So that's like 4th of July weekend?
Yep, yeah, 4th okay. of July
I weekend. Recorded with Norm before my birthday.
Yep. So, I knew I was taking my 10 days off. I was like, fuck it. So, I took my 10 days off. I can
do that episode.
Right? And I seen one of my friends, and he was like, yo, you look different. I'm like, what you mean? He was like, you look relaxed. I was like,
does he work with you? Yeah. Or
no.
Okay.
No. I was like, I haven't been to work in 10 days. Mm-hmm. He was like, god damn. And then it hit me like, yo, that place was fucking draining me. Mm-hmm. So, then I came off of that. Go back to work, and then the day I go back, that Monday, I woke up feeling great. And I got in that building, and I just felt the life just drain out of me, right? And worked a couple days. My man, so that was, I went back on a Tuesday. So Wednesday, Thursday. Now, in that time, you're going to be proud of me. I'm going to tell you off camera. I tentatively have a new job. And it's doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Yes. Yes. It's doing what?
Sorry.
No. It can be. It can be.
Ah, in a clap of this nigga.
Yeah.
Hey, safety off.
Yes. Uh-oh. Wrong one. Let me see.
Yes, sir. There we go.
Yes.
Yo.
Yes. I'm finally doing what I've been put on this earth to do.
If I'm here, this is you?
No.
I like the mystery part of this.
I know, right?
So.
It's like 10 minutes from here.
Uh-huh.
They're everywhere.
Uh-huh.
They're everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that me, myself, I needed in this field.
Well, wait.
So anyway,
yo, that's fire.
I got a new job and
friends trips.
it was so bad. Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, it's not that.
No?
It's better than that. It's for me.
Oh.
It's
like past job before the other jobs where I met.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
But now this is like permanent.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So
my nigga.
I was like, I got a phone call and the lady was like, hey, I need you for my building. I was like, okay. She was like, I didn't even ask her how much it paid. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. All I knew is that I wanted to get the fuck out of that warehouse. And I just Hail Mary'd some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. She called. Shit's gonna work out. And I don't know if it's going to work out completely, but I don't care. I'm, you know, putting my faith in the universe, Black Jesus, all that. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had that in the back of my mind. Like, fuck it, I'm leaving. So, okay, let's not, now we back. So I'm going back to work last Thursday. My man, we got bales of cardboard. Mm-hmm. You know, the big giant things of cardboard. They are literally just sit. They've been sitting there for like 3 months. So dude was like, yo, let me get that. Throw it in my truck. You know what I'm saying? I'll take it down, get paid. You know what I'm saying? I break you off a little bit. I was like, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, take this shit. Now, mind you, it's like millions of dollars worth of trash, actual material for this company sitting outside. So I load him up with the forklift, keep going on by my day. These motherfuckers come to me like 12 o'clock. Now, mind you, I had been thinking about how I was going to get out of there early. I was going to fake sick. They came to me and it was like, hey, did you load up somebody with the cardboard? I said, yeah. They said, why'd you do it? I said, because it's trash. And he asked for it. Well, we have a contract with somebody that comes and gets it. So he actually was stealing from the company. And because you helped him, you're complicit in that theft. So we're going to have to send you home. Before he even finished his sentence, I gave him my badge. He was like, we're going to have to send you home.
Thank you.
And that fucked him up because I said, you ain't got to say nothing else. I jumped up, ran out the room, grabbed my lunch out the refrigerator. And
thank you, nigga.
And I literally said, I said, y'all have a good weekend. And they was like, it was looking at me. Dang, I was done. Got my car, went the fuck home. They called me about 2 hours later. We talked to HR and we kind of jumped the gun. So can you come in tomorrow? I said, man, I already started my weekend. I see you niggas on Monday.
You said that?
I didn't say nigga.
But I told you. But you said double.
I got a text message. I said, I already started my weekend, bro. So
they can say that. Hey, yo, you know how fucked up they gotta be.
You already started the weekend. We just fired you two hours ago.
Out.
Like, nigga, where the fuck are you at? This nigga in Indiana. This nigga was like, all right, niggas.
I was gone.
So where you at? New Mexico.
So now we fast forward to this Monday, right? Go back in there again.
This happened on a Friday, though,
that
right?
Happened last week.
Okay.
We're talking in the span of 10 days. So, I go back in there this week. Monday shit. Comes around, and I'm like, "Fuck, fuckery is starting." And then Tuesday, and then Wednesday, it was just high levels of fuckery, right? And I'm just like, "Nah, fuck this shit." This lady was out there taking pictures and shit. She ain't supposed to, and it was just all kind of fucked up shit. Now, mind you, they've been doing 10-hour shifts for 4 weeks. Niggas is tired.
Yeah.
And yesterday, this motherfucker, the higher up, says, hey, the warehouse is so fucked up, we're going to make y'all work this weekend. I said, oh, fuck no.
Yeah.
So I put in for 2 days of vacation, Saturday and Sunday, and I just didn't go in today. Today is Friday.
It was like, oh no, we start early. Alright, started my weekend, sir.
So when
that's a line right now. Like,
so when I walked out, and everybody knew it, right? I've been feeling so good because this other opportunities come up.
It
right?
always is.
And I've been feeling so much better. It's like a weight lifted off my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
My mental health is better.
Mm-hmm.
I slept so good last night.
Mm-hmm.
Just knowing I wasn't going back to that motherfucker. And that's when I got up this morning.
You slept good because you wasn't going back, or because you didn't jerk, or because you jerked off? Because
I wasn't going back.
Bad. No jerking off was involved.
Yeah.
All right.
It was just. It was just.
I had to jerk off to go to work. I had to go to sleep. I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
And then, I mean, I woke up like 1:30 this morning. Man, I made some breakfast. I went to the gym.
Yo, wait.
When you
fuck that job, yo. Listen, you did all of that at 1:30 in the morning?
1:30 in the morning. I was up. I'm watching. Fuck. Yo, if y'all get a chance, watch Kevin Hart and Snoop Olympic highlights.
The nigga said the horse is crip walking
the horse. That ain't, bruh. Them niggas is hilarious.
I love that they let niggas in the building. Yo, speaking of Snoop Dogg, they was like, Snoop Dogg can just do anything. He like in Bollywood now. He like doing...
He look like he can fit.
Yeah, and then somebody like... The picture was like, yo, it's kind of wild how Snoop Dogg is this German... he's like in this German commercial. These niggas like speaking... Like singing in German. Like, this nigga's incredibly talented. Like... And I made a point to tell somebody, like, I think Charlamagne has it before, but Snoop Dogg is the most known and recognizable person in hip-hop, even before Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, it's fucking crazy. This nigga's a crip. Like, this shit is fucking crazy how that shit worked, bro. But business is business.
And that's what I was telling moms is, I was like... Cause she put me onto it. I didn't even know about the shit. She's sitting there cracking the fuck up. I'm like, what you watching? She's like, you gotta watch it. And then she was like, I can't believe that they're in the building. I said, but we're part of this culture. Yeah. We're part of this country. We here.
Yo, let's be completely honest. If this world did not have black people, this world would be so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Niggas would not laugh.
No.
Niggas would not laugh at all, bro. Like, it would be so... Blank. Unseasoned. Yeah. Like, yo, you need us, nigga. Yeah. Like, and I mean that last part too. Like, you need us. Like, you can't get nothing off without us, bro. Like, right. No, bro. Like, so our humor is different. Just them two. Snoop is not even intentionally funny. Like, he just. It's just like, what are you doing now? Right. Like, when the nigga was wrestling earlier this year, this nigga slipped off the turnbuckle and tried to hit his splash. Like,
bring him closer.
I'm like, like, I can't run. Like, nigga, you like 7 feet tall. What the fuck are you talking about bringing him closer? Nigga, reach your arms out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably fuck his knees up fucking with that shit.
And then, oh man, and then they was talking about the trampoline.
Yo,
that shit, he was like, oh, I'm gonna get on the trampoline. And Kevin Hart was like, not with them old ass knees. It was fucking hilarious. But so yeah, I was watching, I just felt so good.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I was in there dumb early. And then I heard Nas. I'm breezing through it. Okay. And then I get to that song. I have literally been listening to that song all day.
What's the song?
Composure.
Okay.
And not so much, so I find inspiration in music, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like I love Supreme right here tattooed on me because that song is, that's everything to me. And I'll hear something and I'll get a catch. I've been listening to Composure all day, especially the spoken word part. Just because of what he was saying and how it, like, you know, when you talk about manifesting things and being in a good space and understanding your place in the universe, like, that shit's been so important because, you know, I'm not a overly religious, go to church.
What song? Composure.
It's like near the, it's like 13, track 13.
Oh, yeah, nigga, you know. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So that's kind of where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say all of that to say that when you're in a good space from everything. Wow. Guess what I didn't do?
What?
I didn't hit record. I totally forgot I didn't record.
All right, and we're back.
If you guys only knew.
Yeah. So it's been a while since we've recorded. I forgot how to use the Rodecaster.
To keep it a bean, that was me last week when I recorded with Lauren. I was like, bro, I ain't sat down. I'm like, I'm adjusting shit I ain't never touched. I'm like, the lights is off. What the fuck am I doing here? I don't know what's going on. I'm sitting wrong in a chair. Nah, the TV don't work. I don't know what to do. Like, so don't feel bad and shit. So,
all right, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, we love y'all. Y'all love us. We gonna rock out with our cock out paws.
The fuck we are. This dick is saying inside my pants.
Hey, yo. But so we were talking about mental health and how important it is, and in case you do catch it, you don't catch it, I quit my motherfucking job. That's after I got fired and unfired last week, and I quit this week.
It's a wild chain of events.
You know what I'm saying? It absolutely is. And so I was talking about Nas's new album, song called Composure, and how it just, like, when you hear a song, it just gets down in your soul. And that's what that song did for me. And so you were talking about going to see your therapist.
Yes. So for me, I've kind of, like, you know, as you get older, you mellow out a lot more. In real time, I feel like I've mellowed out a little too much, along with my anxiety, like, kind of being bad in recent months. It's kind of like I'm in a space in my life that I'm too old to go back and forth for getting the fights with people and argue with people and shit like that. But now, like, this week, it's kind of like I'm getting past that, and it's I'm letting niggas get off shit they shouldn't get off on me, like, just because I don't want the confrontation. And that's been I didn't realize until I was talking to Lauren last night that a couple situations at work happened that I know in recent weeks I would have handled it the way of letting this person slide, but I checked them niggas, like, and it felt so good. It's just a matter of me. I have to master the whole responding to people with what I call per last email kind of conversation. That's the biggest thing for me, because I'm a nigga. Like, I'm like, fuck that. I want to fight you. No, I'm going to punch you in your motherfucking mouth. Watch your fucking mouth. Don't talk to me crazy. Like, that's just me. That's always been me. Like, certain things you not about to get off on me, and I don't, like, check you. So I had to check these two people, a man and a woman, separate occasions. But it was like, I felt good because I stood my ground. I think that was the biggest thing, like, standing my ground. And I kind of, it kind of, like, restored my energy of how I used to be.
Yeah.
Feel me?
And so it's funny you say that, because in the situation, one of the situations that kind of led up to me just saying, fuck that job, which, fuck that job. This lady, like, the building manager, her ass is on the line. And, you know, they always sacrifice the people underneath the totem pole. So she was pretty much feeding us to the wolves, and she was taking pictures of us outside, like, they on their phones, blah, 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 blah.
She is y'all manager?
She's the building manager. She's not our direct manager.
Okay.
It's a weird fucking chain of command.
Yeah.
But because she's a manager, she kind of, you know, throws that title around. So my man pulled me up, one of the supervisors. He was like, oh, look, she sent this long-ass email. Now, mind you, we communicate through our phones, through our Teams app and all that shit. I'm like, how the fuck do you know she, how does she know I'm not on Teams? How does she know I'm not reading my email? She don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so I said, fuck it, man, I'm out. So finally, I didn't go to work today. I don't give a fuck if they point me out. I just, hey, suck my dick from the back.
Pussy.
So anyway, so
Philly verse.
So I get home, and I'm telling Mom Dukes, and she's got that. She's like, you got a look on your face. You're not going back, are you? I was like, fuck no.
She know her child.
Yeah, right. She know her child. So I was telling her about that. Now, Mom, anybody who knows my mom, got hands. Literally, she can fight. Even though she's older now, she's still feisty as shit. She was like, she's getting mad. She's like, you didn't say nothing? You did, like,
didn't say nothing to
the lady. She was like, you didn't check her? And I told her, I said, Mom, I'm in a good space because I know I'm not going back. You got to pick and choose your battles. I said, I could have went in there, flipped that desk over, went the fuck off on that lady. But what would it have done?
Oh, were you done?
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
I was watching Tyler Creator on Hot 97. He was talking about his issue with DJ Khaled. He was saying how he could have went back and forth with Khaled, but he was like, that me being number one over him hurts him a lot more. It sits in his soul a lot more.
Yeah.
He was like, because his whole his whole bravado and ego is being built on being the best.
Yeah.
And he can't be the best if he ain't number one. And that's that. Mm-hmm. It's like some stuff is more long lasting than me fighting you or me fucking some shit up. They gonna clean that shit up. They gonna heal.
They got more important issues that's gonna shut that building down.
Uh-huh.
And they missing I'm not gonna lie, I do a job. When I do it, I try to do it to the best of my ability. And I was one of the only people who was going outside and literally getting dirty, cleaning shit up.
Mm-hmm.
To the point, it was so bad to the point that the county went to this company, and it's a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
They went to them and said, if y'all don't clean that shit up, we gonna fine you and shut you down. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it is. I'm the only person who was out there day in and day out trying to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I'm not going back, and one of the supervisors, he was like, hey, I heard you're leaving. I said, yep. He was like, he had this look on his face like,
this shit about to fall apart.
I can't believe you're leaving. Mm-hmm. Like,
Take me with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it is. I'm like, you know what? They got, that shit's going to hurt them more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not out for revenge. I don't give a fuck. I don't. But I'm like, you know what? They can have that shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point in me going in there. And it's Howard County. Mm. I go in there, raise some hell.
And they on your ass,
bro. This lady calling Howard
County. Yeah, bro. She calling her husband. That's who she calling.
Oh, I don't know.
No, her husband that's a cop.
Oh, yeah.
That's who she calling. She calling the sheriff.
Yeah. Facts. You know what I'm saying? So in the long run, I definitely get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of picking and choosing your battles. But at the same time, you got to let niggas know, like, hold up. The old me is still here. I still will drag you out your shoes and slam you into the concrete. Pause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pause your life. You know what I'm saying? And what's crazy is when you do go at a motherfucker like that, then they usually like, oh, calm down. Why you doing? No, you caused it. You caused my reaction. So I'm going to lighten to your shit and we're going to go from there. But yeah, so I hope y'all do catch the first part of audio. If not, we'll figure it out. But yes, I got fired for stealing boxes.
An incredible come up if you really think about it, though. Like, moving forth in life.
Yeah, right. Like, and it was just one of them things that pushed me in the direction. And so I was talking to my nephew this morning.
How's he doing? Okay.
He's good, but he's kind of at that point. And I was basically telling him that, don't get so wrapped up in, other people's life, i.e. So I read this book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I've heard of it.
Great fucking book.
Okay.
And basically, the guy starts off by saying, we are fucked up as a global society because we compare ourselves to everybody else on social media. Everybody posts their wins. Nobody posts their losses. So when people are on vacation and they're posting pictures or they got clothes and they smile and everything's good, we're comparing ourselves to them, and we feel that we're losing because we don't have what they have. So that's what I was telling my nephew, is I was like, don't get so wrapped up in looking at somebody else's shit and feeling like you're behind. I've spent the last 10 years of my life feeling that way. And I finally come to a point where I'm literally at the same point that I was at 10 years ago. I had this degree. I had this certification. I didn't know what to do. And it was like, they're hiring. Because remember, my whole plan was to be there for a year and bounce.
Yeah.
I took that first, and I was like, oh man, fuck all that bullshit. I'm sticking with this. And eventually, it just didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, how many fucking adventures have I had?
Yeah.
I got to live life.
Yo, and that's, in my opinion, Some people might not like what I'm going to say. I feel like that's more valuable than that degree.
Mm-hmm.
That's life experiences trump everything, bro.
Yeah.
Life experiences trump anything somebody can teach you, especially a nigga from not from your culture.
Right.
You feel me? Like, I fumbled over my words. But still, like not even from your culture. Like, you've been to places with literally no money. Yeah. And I don't know how you enjoy yourself, but you come back with a story like a billionaire.
Yeah. That is the absolute fucking truth. I still don't know how the fuck I did that. Like, I went out of this country with $20 and I had to spend 10 of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back. I don't fucking know. But anyway, but it's like, yes, you know, I've got 10 years of life experience. So I can sit here and I can look back and I can say, damn, I failed. But did I?
No.
And so that's what I was telling him. I said, you have to live your life. Don't be so wound up, mm-hmm, because you're not at a certain point, because society says by age this, you should be this. By age this, you should be this. And then, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, that's what keeps people wound up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you feel, you know, sometimes you feel like I'm behind the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, if you just say, I'm okay, it's scary as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Just like today, I had to get fingerprinted. You know, I still got that issue hanging over my head.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if it's gonna work out, but I just know that going to do what I'm going to do is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
And excuse me. And it was just like, I gotta step out on faith.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, I'm gonna keep it honest, bro. It ain't like you on this journey for no reason. Mm-hmm. God ain't gonna put you on this journey just to be like, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Not this one. Well, he might, but I'm not. Well, wait, let me get that straight. Sometimes he does do that, but I feel like because of the things that you've been through in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Especially with like the different jobs, this is it.
Yeah.
This is the detour to get to where you're supposed to do. You had a hell of a detour to get to where you
were supposed
you
to be.
Started. Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Where you really, like, that's really where you started.
So I read this meme, or it was on a meme. It said the universe will put you back where you're supposed to be in the same situation to see if you're a dumbass.
Mm.
Which is crazy, because a couple weeks ago, where was I trying to apply?
Yeah.
I back to the same point. And it's okay. I'm like, you know what? I'm not supposed to go in that direction.
Mm.
Did you watch Loki?
I think I watched up to episode 2 or 3.
Okay, I'm not gonna ruin it.
Yeah,
but it's like, you know, we all have a timeline.
Yes.
And in the show, you know, they're trying to correct the timelines.
Uh-huh.
And so eventually, like, I just realized, like, I'm Loki. I'm a variant somehow.
All right, Ja Rule.
I'm Loki. Loki here, nigga. But no, it's just like, I'm
shout out the
my I'm back to where I'm back on my timeline.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's what I was telling him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just try to relax. Keep your head high. Stay on your grind, but don't get so wrapped up in chasing money, cuz I did that. Didn't work out for me. And that's pretty much what everybody does, is you chasing money trying to catch up to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So live your fucking life. Do your thing. It's going the when you're sincere about the moves you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, I just realized that was a Nolan Ryan card.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nolan Ryan. He beat up Robin Ventura.
Oh, for real?
Remember that? Oh, he was a kid.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, never mind.
89.
But see, like I was telling them, I got two friends who are doing extraordinary fucking things. And I remember when they kind of started on their journeys, I was like, I wasn't doubting them.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it wasn't doubt, but it was just kind of like, are you sure?
Yeah.
And they have both two separate people. They don't even know of each other. They have both been in global publication magazines.
Wow.
Global. One of them is in National Geographic. And the other one is in Men's Health magazine. And it's just the stuff they're doing, the mission that they're on. They're like, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And when you do what you're supposed to do, the light will find you.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to podcasting, like, this is what we love to do. And that's why I'm like, yo, the light is gonna find you. It might find us. Like, Norm.
The light done found them.
Norm, I kind of want to say what he's going to do. Or should we let him tell it on a?
Or what? What?
You know, he's about to go to Columbia.
Yeah, no. Put it out there. He put it out there on Facebook.
Norm is going to Columbia, Bogota, Columbia, to speak to a college class about hip hop.
Gotta give him a clap.
Yes. Like, that shit is fucking amazing.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's not set up like that. Okay. Gunshot.
Yes. All that. Our guy. You know what I'm saying? Park Heights Norm.
Park Heights Norm.
You know what I'm
QB
saying?
QB Norm.
When
QB regular.
And he is, you know, he's one of the most humble dudes. He just keeps to himself. He just wants to rap and speak his mind. You know what I'm saying? Everything. And the light is finding him. Like, my man is going to, I've been to Columbia. I fucking love Columbia. Like, yo, he's like, that shit's amazing.
Yeah, bro. Hip hop take you a lot of places, and it's dope to see somebody from our area and somebody that we like personally know doing something like that. Like, I know we normally don't talk like this on this platform, but you niggas ain't nothing like us, bro. Ever. Like, you'll never be like us.
Somebody at the door?
Yeah, probably Norm. Ah, that's probably Norm.
Yeah, right on time. Right on time.
Order.
But yes, you know what I'm saying? When you're dope, when you're moving, you know what I'm saying, right, the light will find you. And that's what Norm. Yo, Norm just walked in the door. It's crazy, bro.
Hey, you right on time, bro. You right on motherfucking time.
They're trying to kill a mosquito right now. But you know, speaking on mental health and everything, is I've just learned to relax and let go and not worry about shit that I can't control. I can't control what's happening with, you know, they got to do my background search and all of that. But it's going to work. It's going to work out because I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And I feel so much better. You know what I'm saying? Yes, my guy. Norm.
Bruh.
You are literally on time. Right on time. And so I was just telling the good people of Laptop Chronicles World about your next move to Bogota, Colombia, sir. You know what I'm saying? Like, no bullshit. This guy, you know? I think I turned that one on.
Is it? There we go.
Your mother nipples is silver or gold, some shit. Flavor is crazy. No, I was listening to.
I say he's coming in hot.
I can't do nothing for you.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Got to wipe the prints off. There you go. We got the shooter in the house. Shooter in the house. Wait a minute.
I gotta remember how to use this.
Nigga. That was perfect. That was fucking perfect. Oh, man. This is great.
Yo. This is great. So
shorts, too. Damn.
Our guy. But, Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it don't matter, man. We all over the place, bro.
literally.
Yeah, literally. But so I guess we can move into the next topic, which is no? Next week?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe tonight.
Oh.
Yes. So stop. We talk about what we was talking about.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Might. Possibly might set something up.
Okay. So, in the words of the great Marshawn Lynch, make sure to take care of your mentals. Make sure to take care of your chicken. Meaning, do what you got to do to keep your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, physical health on point. You know what I'm saying? If your job sucks, and fuck that job. You know what I'm saying? Even people. You know, I got a few people who are like, they throwing middle fingers up at me, and deservedly so. You know, try to be solid in all your moves.
Because
that's when shit finds you. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway, Laptop Chronicles, we coming back. This is a filler episode. Filler test.
Call it whatever. An interlude.
Yes. There we go.
Nice
there we go.
Interlude.
But we coming back with a new season. Probably next week, this week, tonight. I don't fucking know. But new season is coming up because. Anyway, we out. Deuces, watch porn. Eat clean, you taste better. Make sure you lube up when you jerk off. Make sure you lube up when you have butt sex. Make sure you pee after sex. Drink water. Wash your balls. Wax your balls. Wax your cooch. Let me see. What else? Clean them nipple rings. Don't have them out here tasting like quarters. That's what we do.
So peep, ain't no relief when I'm stomping through the mud. Playing my part, never hard. Got a partner in the drugs, slugs for the bugs. Truly never gave a fuck. Pass the doobie to me, zooming when the shrooms be in my blood. Chain swinging, banging like I'm gangin' shit. Niggas hate, I won't debate. I gotta watch me bang this bitch. Sing for this masterpiece, normal rapidly. Pass the peas and carrots if you sparing. No comparing, nigga, ask my G's. What? I took a break to thank the Lord, cause I'm doper than you poses. Then I wrote another bomb, I prayed twice, word the moms made. I sip my juice, put the steel in my palm, wow. Fully focused on the mission, repetition made me better. Think whatever, beat me winning. Polo on a sweater, new endeavors getting listed. Roll another cause I'm pissed, but the piff got me lifted. Early on my 33rd, rolled a blunt, called out, fuck work, what's the word? Turbulence upon the flight, I rival, call my nerves. Need the beach, cheese, some peace, weed, and time with her. It's my turn, so they say live words, turn to my verse. Spazzing all these days, now with pace. Words rhyme, drop another song. Stay consistent on the mission, these niggas ain't popping long. I counted on my money, it was raining, I ain't complaining, but still wish it was sunny. Why? Tried to watch something funny, cause I'm angry on the usual, the music's still abundant. Why?